It is review after Liverpool 0, Leeds United 0. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Josh Williams guesting, special guesting for this one. We get you in for all the good games, Josh, at twos.
No, yeah. I've dumped out an absolute belter here, to be fair.
Do you know what? Probably more to get into when it's this bad. But we'll get to that shortly. Neil, we'll start at the very top. So there's a decision to be made at right back, which was a lot of the pre-match talk. He could have played with one of Frimpong or Bradley. He could have played with neither, which I thought might have been on the cards. I thought he might have kept Chiesa in and gone with Szoboszlai at right back to try and manage both of them, both on the way back from injuries. As it turns out, he started with both. You sort of wonder over this bank of three as well. I think the other question is where Cody Gakpo's next start comes from, or when he's actually going to get the green light to start a game of football. Leeds leave out Calvert-Lewin and Okafor from the start. You've got to imagine that's minutes based and a priority selection for them. And I think also ultimately, you know, you get the lineups, you look at how both teams are going to come into it, and you just think if Liverpool can get a foothold in this game early, I don't think personally that Leeds would have chased it that much, given the fact they've got United, which is going to be their biggest game of the season, at 12:30 this weekend.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, and it's one of the many frustrations with the way in which the game plays out. Leeds make more changes than just the ones that you've sort of, you know, touched on there. It's worth saying that they rest Bogle. Yeah. He makes a decision to rest Bogle. I think that's quite significant in the wider scheme.
Got a bit of a knock on Bogle, they think. So.
Yeah, so it's not madness, but it's with an eye on. He can come off the bench because we see him and he does. And I think that they've got just such an eye on the game on Saturday and Sunday, sorry, and they're right too. It's a huge game for them. It's at Elland Road and they should be coming to Anfield and they should be taking a bit of medicine. They should almost be looking at it thinking, well, they came to our place. It was 2-0 on 70. This is what we expect. And I think it's all in the selection that's the case. That's not to say that the manager's throwing the fixture. No, no, no. He wants them to be competitive. He's got a plan. He turns up with that plan. I think there's a little bit of Liverpool actually take 20 minutes to come to terms with the fact that there's no Calvert-Lewin, because I think Liverpool have structured a lot of what they're trying to do off the basis of the fact that Leeds will look to go long and go long into Calvert-Lewin. It was just a different proposition to loads of players, to be honest, even to Okafor, who comes on alongside him, but also to Mecha. He's a different proposition there as well. And Aronson obviously is left to buzz around and do all of that and just harass and just make it unpleasant for Liverpool, really. And I think Aronson also really knows he's doing 90 minutes running in 70. I think Aronson knows he is coming off. He might even be surprised he gets 70. He might be thinking it's more 60 with the way in which the game's going. And that's what Leeds are set up to do, and that's the Leeds plan.